advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program that not only helps to educate, but helps also to prevent many of the diseases that we are affected by. And I'm here with my able assistant, Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc.
Fantastic. We are excited to be with you today. And, you know, we want to really take up where we left off last week. You know, we're dealing with male health emphasis this month. And that's such an excellent topic because men are affected so, especially Black men, are affected adversely. And last week we talked about, you know, how men could actually take responsibility as leaders for the community and for their families. But, you know, in order to really be successful, we have to, men have to have good health themselves. And so today we want to look at that. You know, we discussed that the responsibility that we have as the bedrock of our community. But we have to go a step further, Brother Frank. We have to connect this outside service with the inter necessity of helping ourselves. And one of the things that I like to do at the start is to throw out a question to our listeners. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We're going to be giving a lot of information, but I like some of our listeners to call in and tell us what they see themselves doing to take responsibility for their health and the health of their community. What do you think about that, Brother Frank?
Yes, sir. Do it.
You know, we're always telling people what to do, but I believe that we have a lot of knowledge, a lot of resources within ourselves. And if we just take advantage of what we have, that we can do much. And so once again, the number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your comments on what you can actually do to take responsibility for your own health and the health of your community. Brother Frank, if you would just think about it, what would you say would be one of the main things that you would want to do to achieve that?
I would recognize that this system is lying to you. I mean, you know, I experienced it a hard way, but the information is out now. The health system, as we know it, is for money-making, profit-making only. You can come way down on the list. So I would investigate that and take charge of your own health. That's what I had to do.
You're a rebel, Brother Frank.
Yeah, but we need a system of rebels. You know, we need everybody to be rebels.
But I guess if you hadn't taken charge of your health in 2013, you wouldn't be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you know, why am I saying that, Brother Frank? What would lead me to say something like that?
You've seen by experience, I mean, from the other side, you've seen how the healthcare system, again, as we know
so
it.
I'm talking about specifically, how many institutions did you go to, and what did they tell you when you had that cancer of the liver?
Yeah, I went to three different hospitals and one particular.
Four.
Yeah.
You went to Johns Hopkins. You went to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. You went to Sibley. And you went to
Washington Hospital.
Washington Hospital Center. That's four. Mm-hmm. That's four.
Yeah.
And what did they tell you?
They said I was going to die in 6 months.
And that was in 2013.
2013. And actually, they said that they could help me partially or and to take their protocols. One wanted me to do chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. One wanted to do surgery. One wanted to do chemotherapy. And I forget what the other one I wanted to do, but they wanted to do that money-making protocols. And I researched and found out that none of them could cure my cancer.
None of them.
None of them. None of them. So
you advocated for yourself.
Yeah. Eventually, I came home to make end of life plans, and my research kept coming up with.
It came after you prayed, though, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. My research came up with ways to beat cancer. And I didn't believe it at first, but after another bout in the hospital, you know, I believed it. I had to get into my mind. So I researched like crazy. And then came the beginning of behavior change.
So you first had the you went to these multiple centers
mm-hmm.
to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And they told you, you know, we can help you, but we're going to have to give you these very powerful medications. And even with them, did they say with them you live 6 months or without them you live 6 months?
I might have a chance of making it 5 years.
You might have a chance of making it 5 years. Of course, the research shows that that's not so. But if you didn't, you would live 6 months.
Yep.
All right.
And the quality of life after these medication or treatments would be dismal, absolutely dismal. So I was already sick.
So all right.
I couldn't fathom getting more sicker.
And as I recall, I saw you some months later, and you looked
like death.
Like death. And but at that point, you had significantly improved.
Yes, sir.
Your numbers, which they were looking at, as I recall, the alpha fetal protein, the AFP, the normal is 0 to 8, and yours was 1498.
Yes, sir.
And you had brought it down. into the 500. So mm-hmm. you had, when you came to me, so you had significantly improved. But you did this by juicing primarily.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of the stuff that I normally eat. Chicken. And
so you made some significant lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came to me, and I made even more lifestyle changes. And
yes, sir.
This is 2026, the middle of the year. I mean, that's quite a, that's beyond 6 months. That's even beyond 5 years. I think you made a right wise decision, but we're asking other men to give us a call, 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. What do you see as what you can do to help yourselves? You know, there are many reasons that men, especially Black men, need to prioritize their own health, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But perhaps the most urgent is the reality of the statistics. Now, you know, we hate to always quote statistics, but Black men currently face the highest burden of disease and mortality from several major chronic conditions in this country, you mm-hmm. know, and data from the CDC, from the American Heart Association, that's been updated to 2026, confirms that Black men not just are seeing the highest prevalence or the incidence of disease, but we're also seeing earlier ages of onset and more mm-hmm. aggressive disease progression. And that's powerful, meaning that not only do we have it more, it's coming earlier, and when it comes, it's more progressive. We can actually look at specifics, you know, hypertension, for instance. You know, about 62% of men over the age of 20, Brother Frank, have hypertension. About 62%, you know, and that's the highest rate in the world, you know, and it develops earlier, and it's more severe. And as we're going to talk about a little later, this hypertension is associated with so many other things, including heart disease and strokes. But let's go to our phones. The number again is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We want to know, what do you see as the things that you can do to improve your health? Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Dr. Watkins?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Dean. How are you doing?
Hey, Dean. Dean. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was
sir.
Thinking about you.
Yeah. My contribution to your conversation is what I do pretty much on a daily basis. I make my I go to the store. One of the prime store is the Glut to get my my herbs and so forth. And I take, let me count them. Oh, it's about 9 different herbs that I make, you know, pretty much every day. And it you know, it's we're talking about if I
now, can herbs are
quick.
Foods, right?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. You know, they're a combination
of
herbal foods, you know, like gunpowder green tea, comfrey, golden seal, alfalfa leaf, a licorice root, dandelion root. What is this one here? Damiana, ginkgo biloba.
You take a number of herbs each day. And you've been doing this for quite a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And why did you start doing this?
Well, because I had multiple issues, you know, trying to keep up, you know, my energy. You know, I would get kind of like foggy, the foggy feeling, you know. And you know, I'm 76 now, so I wanted to extend my life as much as possible, and be in a healthy manner as long as possible. So I stopped eating chicken, fried chicken, and so forth. My diet is I hardly eat any meats anymore. I used to love liver and stuff like that, but I haven't had liver in years. Maybe I might bite into a piece of chicken, you know, maybe once every 6 months or something like that. You know, I don't miss it. So my routine of what I consume, you know, on a daily basis is not a lot, you know. But through your process of fasting, you know, at least once a week, I mean, 1 week or 2 weeks, you know, maybe two or three times a year helps out a lot. And I also exercise. You know, I got into a routine, you know, where I knew that if I accelerate, you know, my blood circulation, you know, what I'm consuming on a daily basis has a chance to get to every part of my body.
Now, when you started this program, were you on medication?
Mm-hmm. No. I got to a point where you're the only doctor I actually trust. You know, because, you know, I'm serious, you know, because most of the doctors that I found doctors lying to me. I found doctors lying to my dad and to my mom,
yes, sir.
You know, and I had to depend on good information, you know. When people come to see Dr. Watkins gives every one of his patients quality time. That means that when you go to his office, you're going to sit there, you know, for about an hour or maybe more, you know, but you're the only doctor that has read when I had my blood work done. You read each item that was on that list and took your time and explained everything. No doctor has ever done that with me before, you know. So your analysis and advice and so forth and changing my diet, you know, and exercising and so forth and so on has gone a long way, and I really appreciate you. You know,
yeah.
So,
well, we appreciate you because you. I remember when you first came, brother. You are a different person, and we mm-hmm. appreciate you, and we're glad that you chose and continue to choose to do the thing that's in your best interest. Thank you so much for calling. The number again is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Dr. Watkins and
yes.
Brother Frank, this is Brother Bill. I'm over at First Church with the prayer line. You come and did some stuff for us a couple of years ago, and they chose me again, so I'm going to have to talk to you because health message and to my health is the best thing that we got going in this area, and I'm quite sure you're reaching out
to your health. To
your health, yeah, to your health is reaching out. And I try to make sure that I get you every Monday. And you invite people, colleagues and friends and whatnot of yours who are specialties in whatever they're dealing with and researching and giving service to. And it's immense. This program is, your program you got going is immense. And I'm saying to you, I'm not trying to pat you on the back and do all of that, but I'm speaking truth now. You're a blessing to this community. You don't know how many people we're supposed to have a health message and know not to eat this and that and the other. And we're slipping. We're slipping. My wife and I, she just got turned 70 or so, but I'm 76. She never have been under any medication, and she's been to you. She's been to you. Mm-hmm. Never been on medication. That's Monica Barnes. She's been to you. And I only do eye drops because I got glaucoma. I was playing basketball up until 64, 2014. Mm-hmm. That's when I went blind with glaucoma. But I was running basketball full court, man. And I never took any medications. I got all my teeth. I don't have any problems with my organs are good. Let's see what else. I stopped eating meat some time ago, and I'm a country boy. You know, I eat a lot of pork. I eat pork for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner, and a late night snack pork. So I'm all porked up. But fortunately, I got all that out, and I'm on a good path now. And like I said, it's all that what you're doing. And we have to take, us black men in particular, we have to take control of our health ourselves. I mean, I got a good doctor that works with me, you know, my private doctor and whatnot. But she knows that I question everything that she is doing and advising and everything. And she said she wanted to put me on cholesterol medication. I said, wait a minute. Can I do something? Because my numbers are getting a little bit. I say, start doing more, some drinks so I can drink, some more fruit and vegetables and whatnot, more exercise. And this lady wrote me, and she said, she was amazed. She don't understand how my numbers dropped so low. After about a month or two, my numbers dropped so low. You know, I mean, sometimes we can be eating some things that are or under the umbrella of healthiness, our system can't take it. Like, for example, I can't eat certain things because I would get flare ups in my joints. So I had to start. And these are healthy things, but I have to stay away from them.
We can be allergic to some good things. And so it sounds to me that number one, you made a decision to direct your own health and utilize doctors where appropriate, but you were the boss.
Yeah,
this is your body, and there are certain things you don't want to put in it. We just want to thank you so much, and I'm glad. I appreciate the comments, but that wasn't really what I was trying to get. But I appreciate that. But the thing is that you made some decisions, and it seems like it worked out quite well for you.
And his wife,
and you're growing old gracefully.
Yes. One last thing, Doctor. I've always been athletic. Always. I'm still not being out there. But my wife was shunning it for years, years and years. And once she turns in her 60s, she flipped the strip. She started being the proactive person with exercise. She dragged me to the exercise place now.
So yeah, that's all right.
That's male leadership. That's male leadership.
That's right. That's right. And you hung in there and held your own. The number is 202-588-0893. 202.
Thank you, Bill.
588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you on the line.
Caller?
Do we have a caller there? All right. That other caller, if he wants, he can call back and we'll be glad to get them on. But yes, who's next?
Alex from Kensington.
Yes, sir.
Long time listener, and I think been supporting you for 4 years now. Anyways, I'm a whippersnapper compared to most of your other audience. I'm not a seasoned veteran, but I got a little seasoning. I'm 42 years old, and about when I was 27 years old, getting out of the Air Force, I developed a problem in my meniscus, my LCL. They did some surgery in there. They found some bursitis in my knee and some other fluid-like material, some buildup that they tested for cancer but came back negative. They said it could have been fluid tissue from when I was born, placental tissue or something, gets trapped in the joints. Anyways, about a year later, I contracted Lyme's disease, and I went to a Urban State Clare clinic separate from the VA because the VA was already feeding me doxycycline, passed the prescription. I went to see the CDC. They wanted me to get inside a study program. Didn't go with that. I went to the VA. They did some MRIs, pulled out a piece of metal that got stuck in my eye, I guess, for my service, then had to redo the MRI. Found out that there's stenosis, all these subarticulate fractures inside of my spine and my vertebrae, and my whatever the cushioning in there. It's not fully herniated, but it was very close when I was 27. Now I'm 42. And I worked on wind turbines for 5 years after that. I still helping my community do a lot of labor. And when I was 27, 28, I guess, I got an alpha-gal allergy. I finished the doxycycline treatment, stopped it, and then started listening to your health and stuff like that a lot more. Got on a lot of your anti-inflammatory diets, helped me. A lot of your information about nutritional sources. Again, I couldn't eat anything, meat, nothing for over 3 years. I could only eat yogurt, certain green vegetables, rices, grains, oats, fruits, nuts, berries, stuff like that. People used to just call me nuts and berries because I ate like a squirrel. But anyways, I didn't get any of the surgery because if I had, they would have had to burn my sciatic nerve every 6 months. Oh. At that time, I was doing a lot of yoga. Every Wednesday and Sunday, I do my hardcore 1 hour yoga regimen that I learned as a child, and I could still maintain that flexibility, which was pretty amazing. And I'm still trucking. I don't know how I'm doing it because.
Yes, sir.
It's hard work, and I'm not as good at it as I was, but if I didn't keep up with it, I know for sure I would be crippled right now as a 42-year-old.
Well,
thank you for everything.
I'm proud of you that you started at a young age, you know, started at a relatively young age, and it sounds like it's made a big difference.
My dad died when he was 74. My grandpa died when he was 86, so I'd like to enjoy the years.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, and we're very proud of you. We're very proud. Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hello. Am I on the line?
Yes, you are on the line.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dr. Watkins, I had brought to you a friend of mine who had interstitial lung disease, an autoimmune, and as luck would have it, I have a girlfriend who has the same disease. And to your answer as to what we can do, a major part of our issues is our belief systems and our mentality. The friend that I brought to you unfortunately passed away a couple of months ago, and essentially it was because You know, he went to the regular doctors and, you know, he did his research and basically he said, with this disease, you're going to be dead in 5 years. And mentally, that's what he went home to do. My girlfriend, on the other hand, her doctor told her, well, you're going to be in a wheel, within a year, you're going to be in a wheelchair and, you're going to be on an oxygen machine. And she looked at him and said, no, I'm not. And the difference between those two mental responses and beliefs, she is alive. She was on oxygen. She got off of it. And he just slowly prepared to die and made no changes, didn't work. You know, he didn't do, I took him to you and you were going to, you know, he was going to do the diet and he had an excuse for not doing that. And, you know, that's a major part. That's a major part of healing with anyone. And doctors need to understand that, what you think and what you believe, it's a very powerful part of healing.
Well, the man thinketh, so is he.
Yes, yes. And the other thing in terms of what we can do, most of us are killing ourselves with our fork. And we need to step up and acknowledge that. The way we have been taught to eat, you know, almost all of it is wrong. So from the oils that we use, but when we accept that, we empower ourselves. We empower ourselves because we can change what we've been.
That is so very, very important, to empower yourself, you know. And I just appreciate what you're saying here. You know, I believe that it starts with the mind, you know, that as a man thinketh, you know, and you know, then you have to then act, you know.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I try to teach, what I go over with all of my patients, is the four P's. Number one of them is, what is your passion? You got to have a reason to live, you know, and a purpose, and then a plan, and then you got to produce that plan, the four P's. And so that it sounds like you're doing that, and your friend has done that, and as a result, she's still with us and is healthy, and we're excited about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Watkins. Keep up the good work, and, you know, all of us in listening land, we need to just stop making excuses.
Don't get me in trouble now.
All right.
but thank you so much. Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about how we, especially men, and especially black men, can empower themselves to be more healthy. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
I think that's it. No callers.
No callers. Okay. Well, you know, that's such a critical thing that our callers told us. You know, when we start looking at these disparities, these diseases. Yeah, Brother Frank.
She said last caller said something particularly informative. It was our education that taught us wrong. I had to undo my education and start believing this new stuff. I had no choice. I had no choice.
Well, you did have a choice.
I did.
You made a choice.
Yeah, you're right. I watched my mother die, and I watched my cousin die from cancer. And both of them had the traditional or the new treatments, the chemo and radiation. And I watched them suffer. I watched my dad suffer. He had surgery. And so I knew in my heart that was wrong, that these treatments would make you suffer and die. And I was already suffering. So I had to make the choice to go with what my new research and what Dr. Watkins was saying. And I went with it. After a while, I went with my whole heart.
Yeah, you did, and you still. And the interesting thing, it was back in 2014. I first saw you. Mm-hmm. Here, 12 years later, you're still doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been consistent. You've been consistent.
Yeah, you have to, because the traditional lifestyles will kill you and make you suffer, and your family and community catch it. You know, they see what you're doing and they copy it. And we want to.
So your family saw what you were doing.
And
copied that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you became a leader for family. And of course, you've been a leader for community. The number is 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Let's call her. You're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing extremely well.
My mom met you about 20 years ago through Jericho, and she's celebrating her birthday this week. So I just want to give her a little shout out. Hey, Danny, happy birthday. and even though she and my sister probably were the only ones that came to you, you know, you still impacted our whole family. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you guys. Have a blessed day. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're the first one that wished me Happy Father's Day.
I'd like to be the first.
All right. So, you know, we were talking, before we started taking callers, we were talking about some of the reasons that we need to step up to the plate. We talked about hypertension. Heart disease is another one. Black men have a 30% increased mortality rate than do white men mm-hmm. from heart disease. And hypertension, of course, increase the likelihood of having heart disease, both congestive heart failure and coronary artery disease. And so that's important. And then diabetes. You know, I tell people, I believe diabetes is worse than cancer in many respects, because it has so many complications. And Blacks in general are twice as likely to develop type 2 diabetes. And Black men are right there. Obesity is a major factor, and it used to be that Black men weren't so obese, but they didn't want to be left out, and so now they're getting obese like everybody else, and it's crazy.
At younger ages,
I mean, mm-hmm. it's crazy, those bellies hanging over, and it's amazing because. We allowed ourselves to say that's a sign of success, having yeah. that belly, mm-hmm. That's a sign of stupidity, And when we look at cancer, and in particular prostate cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, I mean, it's crazy. 70% higher incidence of prostate cancer. If you're a Black man, you're 70% more likely to have cancer. And it's the highest incidence in the world. And it's twice the mortality of not only do we have it
wow.
at a higher rate, but if we have it, we're twice as likely to die from it. you know? And then, of course, there's strokes, you know? It's amazing. You know, we said nothing about dementia and arthritis and all these other diseases. So there's a reason for, you know, but we got to get beyond the statistics, you know, and we got to start looking at why. Why does these disparities exist? You know, why do they exist? And you know, it's vital that we answer this, because the outcome is not due to just genetics. I don't say genetics don't have anything to do with it, but if we actually look at our genetics, we would be living much, much longer, because our ancestors, our folk over in Africa, I mean, they ain't getting none of these diseases, man.
Yeah.
They ain't getting none of these diseases. And so, you know, we look at people talk, you know, the medical establishment will tell you, well, it's social determinants, you know, limited access to high quality health care, you know, these food deserts and the lack of safe environments. All this is true, you know. Then there's the medical bias, you know, if you're Black, and especially if you're a Black man, you're often less likely to receive aggressive diagnostic testing and evidence-based treatment. Although some of this evidence-based treatment, we need to look at the evidence, you know. But the one that I think is really critical is this systemic stress. You know, it's systemic stress, and it's interesting, because as I look at myself, I tend not to be stressful, but whenever my son would go out the door, I was stressed until he got back.
Yep.
And my son was and still is a good young man, all right? But that wasn't the issue. It wasn't the fact that he would go out and do something wrong. It was the fact that when you looked at him, his skin was dark.
Yeah.
And he was a man. Yeah. That psychological toll, it accelerates the aging process. It's cardiovascular, and it impacts our immune systems, you know. And so we have to be aware of these things. When we look at things like hypertension and diabetes, you know, often they're later detected. And when they're detected, they're at a further rate. And so the incidence of kidney failure and blindness comes right afterwards, because we don't detect them. And one of the things that I want to be clear is that these factors are true, but the dangerous trap is thinking that we can out-earn or out-educate these risks, you know? Because the data is clear that even among highly educated, affluent Black men, the rate of hypertension and heart disease remains significantly higher than our white counterparts. I remember, I believe it was Essence, I think it was Essence. It was one of those Black magazines. Did a article years ago, and they looked at the fact that that it didn't matter whether you were educated or not educated, whether you were fluent or not fluent. You know, if you were Black, you know, you're more likely to get this disease. But what we need to do is we need to therefore make a decision that we are going to be our own best advocates, all right? That we're going to navigate the system. We got to teach, we have to learn ourselves, and we have to teach others to demand standards of care. And it's important that we not only get treated once we get the disease, it's important, Brother Frank, that we prevent the disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We did a show wasn't too long ago, a few months ago, on that very thing, that it's not enough just to treat. You gotta prevent, and we gotta go much further. Diagnosing disease is a fallback. Preventing it should be the goal. All right.
Yeah.
And we gotta look at our roots. We have allowed people to say that our roots are negative, but our roots is we often look at the studies of the blue zones. But those global pockets of extreme longevity often mirror our ancestors' lifestyle, you know? And so, in fact, one could argue that the very habits that define these blue zones actually originated in what we now can call the black zone.
Yeah,
all right?
Right.
Because
right.
In these areas, it's been studied and shown that hypertension, cancer, heart disease are almost non-existent. I'm prepared a program that we're going to do on Ebola. And I was talking to one of our friends, Brother Sam, and Brother Sam, who's from Uganda, says that in the last 50 years, there have been something like 17 outbreaks of Ebola in Uganda, but only 400 deaths. All right. You know, and the reason is because there are certain foods that they eat.
And herbs
mm-hmm. that stimulate their immune systems so that they can, one, not get it. But if they get it, they don't die from it, you know. And so we need to start looking and studying our roots, you know. One of my good friends, Dr. Davis, told me about his grandmother who died, I think, when she was 102. But she started going blind, and she went. She's from Trinidad. She went into the bush, Brother Frank, and got some herbs and reversed her blindness. I said, I wanted to go and study under her, but she died before I could get there. But you know, we have some stuff in our roots, you know, and leadership isn't about what you do for others. It's about ensuring that you are healthy enough to be there for them in the long run. All right. If you aren't healthy, then you can't help anybody else, you know. And that's a critical piece, Brother Frank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get excited. That's why I'm asking people, you know, what do you see as things that you need to do? Because we have a lot of information. We have a lot of brilliance within our community that we don't take advantage of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you about Dr. Udinga, my buddy from Nigeria. He found that neem, a plant that grows wild in Africa, is, did he say 100 or 1,000 times more powerful than chloroquine for malaria?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, and it grows wild, you know, Africa and India. I remember we were doing the program. I was interviewing him, and this guy from India said, yeah, we have it too. And they not only use the leaves for to build the immune system, they would use the stem to brush their teeth with, Brother Frank.
Mm.
They use everything, man. And it grows wild,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what we need. We need to study our roots and not study the people who are following Western, because when you see an African who's obese, that African is not following traditional methodologies, because the traditional lifestyle you are an obese, all right? That obese African is following Western style, and they have the same. When you eat like an American, you die like an American. And so we have to look at the root, so that we don't get the diabetes, we don't get the heart disease, we don't get the cancers, you know, we can do it, man. And I'm excited that God has allowed me to impact others, but I'm more excited that they have chosen to help themselves. You know, yeah. I tell people, I'm not your boss. You know, you're the boss. You pay me, I don't pay you. And so we have to recognize that we are the boss, and that we can, if we don't have the information is out there, and we need to take advantage of it. Any parting words, Brother Frank?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Doc. And thank you to all our callers. Tremendous testimonies for
If they can do it, I want to just say you can.
Yes, 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 yes. Support for 2-Year Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at twiliving.com. Thank you to Kalia Chapman, our engineer, and thank you to Joni Eisenberg for helping us politically, the education, and thank you to all of our WPFW engineers, Acting General Manager Katia Stitt, Program Director, and the entire WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and our loyal listeners who make this show possible. Special thanks to Maka B for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio for more exciting programming. Up next is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba, followed by To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Join us next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. You can listen to a recording of this and other broadcasts by visiting wpfwfm.org/archives. And searching for To Your Health. Thank you, Kalia.
Vital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Me say prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West the healthcare in a mess, especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise, and try your best. Might be seeing the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital.
The Pacifica elections are underway. Help keep your station strong by nominating and voting for national and local station board members. Your donation of $25 or more on your station's website between July 1st, 2025 and June 30th, 2026 will secure your membership and eligibility to nominate and vote. Please donate before June 30th and you will get a Nominate Now email or text with candidate information from Pacifica Foundation, Inc. Confirmed candidates will be on the August 15 Pacifica Foundation ballot. More information about Pacifica elections, candidate registration, and the candidates can be found at elections.pacifica.org.
Home Rule Music and the Film Preservation Foundation present the 5th Annual Home Rule Music Festival at the Parks at Walter Reed on Saturday, June 20th, 2026, including the Sun Ra Orchestra, Chuck Brown Band, Trouble Funk, and Melanie Charles. The event will also include a record fair, activities for children, local food vendors, and community activations. Details at homerulemusicfestival.com.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Independence Day 2026 is less than 3 weeks away, and President Trump said on social media today that on this July 4th, which marks the 250th year of America's independence, he will host, quote, the most spectacular Trump rally of them all, a tribute to America, end quote. Trump, who was fresh off celebrating his 80th birthday over the weekend with a highly publicized UFC fight, announced this rally after several artists refused to participate in his Great American State Fair concert. Artists who backed out include country singer Martina McBride and funk bands The Commodores and Morris Day and the Time. The president said that his July 4th rally will instead feature patriotic music played by more than 300 members of the United States military bands, orchestras, and ceremonial units. Meanwhile, elsewhere, the president, who was in France today for the G7 summit, said the United States and Iran have reached an agreement regarding their 108-day conflict. The president and vice president are said to have already signed this agreement virtually. Exactly 1 month ago today, on May 15th, officials in the Democratic Republic of the Congo announced an Ebola outbreak affecting three of the country's provinces. The outbreak is attributed to a rare strain of Ebola for which there is no vaccine currently. The next day, May 16th, the World Health Organization classified this outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern. As it stands, the spread of this disease is not slowing down. Kate White, the emergency medical coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Congo, commented that the Ebola disease outbreak is outpacing or moving faster than the response effort. And quote, no one knows the true scale or exactly where the disease is spreading in Congo, end quote. To that point, Congo's Ministry of Health said yesterday that 72 new cases were reported in a 24-hour period alone, which is one of the highest daily increases since the outbreak began. That 72-case spurt brings the total number of confirmed cases to 782. Those include 181 confirmed deaths, with 29 new ones. It's been estimated that globally, almost 95% of today's youth use social media. Though wildly popular, social media has been linked to issues like anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Reflecting such concerns, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, said that the British government plans to ban access to social media for all children under the age of 16, putting this ban into effect in full force by the early part of next year, 2027. This ban, which is patterned after a similar one in Australia, will apply to platforms like Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X, which used to be Twitter. Messaging apps like WhatsApp and Signal will not be included in the restrictions. The Prime Minister said the social media ban must happen so as not to, quote, compromise on the safety and happiness of our children, end quote. The British government said they invited the public's input on this issue in March of this year, and 90% of parents who responded supported that age 16 be a minimum age for access to social media. Last month, Mayor Muriel Bowser declared a public emergency after a fight between two groups of teenagers broke out at a Chipotle in Navy Yard. Three teenagers were arrested in connection with that incident. Due to situations like that, the mayor has reinstated a 15-day citywide emergency juvenile curfew for all youth under age 18, something that she says is urgently needed when school is out of session. This curfew went into effect on Friday and is in place until June 27th, the last Saturday of this month. It requires that underage children be off the streets by 11 p.m. until 6 a.m. on a daily basis. In some designated areas like Navy Yard, an earlier curfew of 8 p.m. is in place. The mayor's order also prohibits groups of more than 9 youths under the age of 18 from gathering in curfew zones unless they are accompanied by an adult or are participating in exempted activities like lawful employment or traveling to and from a religious or civic event. In today's weather, it's currently about 78 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.